Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
National Geographic and author Michael Farquhar in their new Bad Days in History project uncover an instance of bad luck, epic misfortune, and unadulterated mayhem tied to every day of the year. From Caligula's blood-soaked end to hotelier Steve Wynn's unfortunate run-in with a priceless Picasso, they have collected 365 tales of misery, include the loss of fortunes, like the would-be Apple investor who pulled out in 1977 and missed out on a $30 billion windfall, and truly bizarre moments like the Great Molasses Flood of 1919. Michael Farquhar is the man who has put all of this together. He joins us this morning to discuss the book and the project. It's Bad Days in History, a gleefully grim chronicle of misfortune, mayhem, and misery for every day of the year. Michael, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, Joe, thank you. It's great to be on.
It's wonderful to have you with us. This project, even though we are talking about bad days in history, does seem to be a lot of fun. It seems like it would be fun to put something like this together.
Great fun. One of the main principles was not to go too grim. We don't want genocide. I mean, you could fill volumes with that. These are the days, the offbeat history days, where human frailty shines all throughout time. And it was, you know, such a blast researching these lesser-known events in history. Actually, the most fun I've ever had writing or researching a book.
So how did National Geographic become interested in this? How did you become interested in this?
Well, I've been writing about history for years now. I've got a long series of offbeat history books, the Treasury of Royal Scandals and Treasury of Great American Scandals, etc. So I guess they had National Geographic came to me with this. They had this great idea about doing a book of bad days, one bad day in history for every day of the year. And I thought it was brilliant. It's the first time I've ever been approached by a publisher. I think National Geographic was trying to expand their history base a little bit. And I'm lucky they came to me because this is so up my alley. This is what I do and what I love.
So which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Is it the day? Is it the event? Which comes first? I assume all of the above.
All of the above. I mean, when I was writing this, I wasn't going in chronological order. I was jumping around. You know, first I was plucking things out of my own brain of things that I kind of remembered that were offbeat. And then you kind of go to a day and you go, you look at the typical on this day in history list. You go snore, snore, snore. Everybody knows about that. Everybody knows about that. That was what another of the goals was, not to do anything too obvious. So, for example, we all know that Abraham Lincoln was assassinated on the 14th of April. But so what we did instead, for example, was 2 days later, the ex-presidents Millard Fillmore and Franklin Pierce, both their houses were attacked by mobs because the people felt that they didn't show sufficient mourning for Lincoln. And they had both ruthlessly attacked Lincoln while he was alive. So that became the bad day associated with the Lincoln assassination. Kind of similarly with the Titanic, it wasn't so much the sinking on the 15th. It was a couple days later when the executive from the White Star Line, who had saved himself, landed from the rescue ship, and his life was ruined at that moment when he was excoriated in the press as a coward. So those are the kind of days in events that we focused on. Those that are a little bit less known, not too heavy, but just kind of fun and entertaining.
So if in some cases, if you went to Google a certain date and you know what happened on this date, you would not necessarily find what you have included in this book.
You know, hopefully not, Joe, in most cases. I mean, there's a few that would definitely pop up. But let me just give you an example from November 14th, 1908. The obvious event associated with the Kaiser of Germany, Wilhelm II, is the guy who basically starts World War I. So that would be on any list. But what I found out through research was that at that time, in 1908, there was a lot of rumors swirling around him that he was a part of this gay circle, which in 1908 was not okay for the militaristic leader of Germany. And on that day, one of his buddies drops dead while dancing in a tutu. And that was something that I had no idea about. That would not show up on any Google list. And the kicker to that story, by the way, was that by rigor mortis set in quickly, and they couldn't get the tutu off him. Then the police came, and it just became a national embarrassment for the Kaiser. So, as I said, rather than focus on the day World War I started, talk about this as the massive embarrassment for the Kaiser.
There is another example of that, I think. Another example of that is that I was looking at, there's a great story in here, December 12th, 1937, about Mae West and getting sassy with Charlie McCarthy and ultimately saying that they had kissed in the apartment and she has the marks to prove it and splinters too, and the network goes nuts.
Yeah, this was it was a bad day basically for NBC. They had, you know, they knew what they were getting into. I mean, Mae West was notorious by that time, you know, for very risque for the day, kind of tame now, but for the day she was something else. And so, yes, they have her on the program. She gets sassy with the marionette, the wooden marionette, and makes all sorts of, you know, risque wood associations and splinters, as you said, and NBC bans her for life. You know, the bad day isn't so much hers as it is theirs for showing total cowardice in the face of a load of criticism they had gotten. They knew what they were expecting. They didn't expect the blowback, and they threw her under the bus.
Now, I was I thought last night as I was thinking about this and reading the book that, well, what would be great is to talk about what event happened today, what bad thing happened in today's history. And then when I looked at today's date, then there is unfortunately it's a guy swearing. But it brought me to another interesting point, which is that this particular incident that you write about, A.J. Clementi was the man. He's a rookie news anchor. He was working for an NBC affiliate in Bismarck, North Dakota. He gets on the air and... Well, he says bad words under his breath and gets fired, right? So
yeah, it's the shortest broadcasting career in history.
So, but what's interesting about this just happened 2 years ago. So even though we are talking about history, it can be somewhat contemporary in nature.
Absolutely. You know, you can go from Caligula to this poor guy, A.J. Clemente. The range is all over the place, which may be a little disorienting if you're reading, you know, one day you're reading something from 1266 and the next day from 2002. But I think it also, that enhances the book in that it gives you the kind of the sweep of human stupidity and misfortune. and we do it in all different kind of categories. I mean, there's, you know, political bad days, there's pop culture bad days, you know, also sports, entertainment, everything.
We should, and I think you would agree with me, we should never underestimate the sweep of human stupidity, should we?
Never. You know, what is history but it's a study of human nature, and what are we capable of more than anything else as humans? I mean, there's been certainly great ingenuity,
right,
and great stupidity. And as a matter of fact, you know, some of the greatest, most ingenious people in this book were the ones that were so harshly criticized at the time. Like, give it a rest, Rocket Man. You're never going to get a rocket to the moon. I mean, these are the bad days for newspapers or any other publications that said, you know, you'll never do it, you're an idiot, move on. So, yeah, human stupidity is a huge consistent factor in all of these. If it's not stupidity, then it's just massive embarrassment.
You also tend, I thought what was really interesting in the book is that you do have everything from presidential screw-ups to, as you said, Caligula, to world screw-ups, to NBC running Heidi instead of the football game. I mean, there's everything in here. It's sports, it's entertainment, it is it's international, it's famous people, it's completely unknowns, it's all over the board.
Yeah, that was kind of the goal, Joe. I mean, we, again, the most essential thing was let's not focus on any of the obvious as much as we can. I mean, we don't want anything from a typical This Day in History list. And so, and there is such a range of entertainment, you know, history is so all-encompassing. And so we tried to give a little flavor of each of those areas that you mentioned. And, you know, hopefully we succeeded. Royal misbehavior, presidential misbehavior, or mistakes, all of those things are, you know, major factors in this book.
When is there ever, was there ever a day that gave you trouble? Like, oh, I can't find anything for July 13th.
No, actually the opposite was the problem. I found too much. The frustration was not finding anything. It was choosing which one to use. I mean, I can only use one incident, although I cheated a few times and made, you know, a few lists. Like there's a, I think it's March 22nd is this day in intolerance, happy intolerance day, where I just take about 10 dates of extraordinarily outrageous examples of intolerance, all that happened throughout history on March 22nd. But the majority of it is I use one event, and that left out so much, as you can imagine. I mean, there's when you look at the entire sweep of history, 365 bad days is only scratching the surface. So hopefully National Geographic will let me do a sequel.
Well, I would hope so, because there are plenty of bad days to go around. I know I'm just going to ask a question because I have been doing this long enough to know that there is someone in our audience saying right now, would there be anything wrong with doing a book about good days in history?
Yeah, boring. I mean, you know, I think there's plenty of those little inspirational good days calendars. Hang in there and, you know.
Yeah.
Let the sun shine on you. And
well, here's something
all of that.
Inspiring
that
happened.
There's a place for that.
You're just not the guy to write it.
I'm not the guy to write it. No, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think I know that person in the audience. They're really sunny and upbeat and probably a little too chipper for my tastes.
And it's why you're on the show, Michael.
Right.
Michael Farquhar is the author of Bad Days in History, a gleefully grim chronicle of misfortune, mayhem, and misery for every day of the year. And as weird as this sounds, if you do want to be cheered up, it's a great fun. It is great fun to read it, and you have great humor in the book as well. It's Bad Days in History. Michael, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Joe, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Again, thank you. Michael Farquhar is the author of Bad Days in History. It's published by National Geographic. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.